Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You know, we've got the college football playoff today. We're going to see who's playing in the national championship. You know what's funny to me is that there's four bowl games today, right? Like four bowl games. How do you feel if you're the other two bowl games? Like, what kind of bowl games are you? If you're the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic or the Camping World Bowl, how do you feel today? You can't feel great, right? You're clearly the inferior bowls on this day. It's funny to me that they even still call the playoff games bowl games. I mean, to me, that should almost be separate. But it's the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl up first, Oklahoma, LSU. You know, LSU, big favorites in that game, almost two touchdown spread in that one. But there is the factor with the running back for LSU being hampered a little bit, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And the season he had. So LSU's almost two touchdown favorite in that one, but you wonder if their workhorse back is limited or doesn't play. I think the latest is Ed Orgeron said he's going to play, but doesn't know how good he'll be or whether he can cut. And for Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley is that X factor because he's the guy with all the buzz and the hype around him at the pro level. And then you have the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, Clemson, Ohio State. A lot of people think this is the best matchup that there's been in a semifinal thus far. Clemson, the two-point favorite in that game. So LSU minus 13.5, Clemson minus 2, the winner of those two games to decide the national championship. It's funny that, again, it makes me laugh. There's four bowl games. The other ones are like, yeah, we're here too. Hey, it's me. The Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Hey, it's me, the Camping World Bowl. Look at us today, too. And we'll get into that for sure today, of course. But I do want to mention one thing, only because I wouldn't mention it if it were any other day. I really wouldn't. If this were any other show, any other week, this would be a blip on the radar for me. Because it's a manufactured topic. But I have to acknowledge it today because it's too perfect. It's too perfect. The NFL, as part of its 100th season, is doing all these various things. I'm sure you've seen it unfolding as the year has progressed. The latest being the all-time team quarterback. And they have 10 possibilities. 10 possibilities. And here are the 10. Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Johnny Unitas, Otto Graham, Sammy Baugh, John Elway, Peyton Manning, Roger Staubach, Brett Favre, and Dan Marino. Those are the 10 guys that you could choose from. Well, the reason I say it's funny is because if you were ever searching for a topic as a sports talk radio host, one of the oldest tricks in the book is to just rank quarterbacks. It's like one of the things. You can always do MJ, LeBron, or, you know, rank quarterbacks. Those are like the break glass in case of emergency. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing those things either. I'm not like mocking people who do it because obviously they work for a reason, and people like discussing it. Who doesn't like discussing it? You know, you could be going about your day anywhere, any place on earth, and an MJ LeBron discussion might break out and you might join in. You know? Or a ranking of quarterbacks discussion might break out and you might join in. Hey, you know, I like this guy. I'll tell you what, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson might be on that list one day. But the reason I bring it up is because it is sort of a holiday still, right? I mean, Christmas fell in a really weird place this year where either it was the worst for people because they had to go back to work and then work a couple days and then have some more time off, or it was the absolute best because it was an easy excuse to have two consecutive weeks off. And generally, during this period of time of the year, people are not functioning at their highest productivity. No matter what anybody says, no matter what your boss says, everybody's kind of taking their foot off the gas pedal, you know, with the new year around the corner. And, you know, business picks up when you return to work after the new year. I think for most people this year, it's like January 6th. Business picks up. Like Jim Ross used to say in wrestling, whenever one of the guys you weren't expecting to come down the aisle, oh, business has just picked up. It will pick up on January 6th. But, you know, as a result, one of the great things to do on a holiday show is go into those old bag of tricks. MJ versus LeBron, rank the quarterbacks. So, again, I had no intention of talking about this on my way in this morning. And then I you know, took out my phone in the ride over here. I wasn't driving. And I looked at the, you know, various websites and saw this story. And Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning among all-time team QBs from the Associated Press. You have the first pick for the NFL's all-time team quarterback. 10 possibilities again. Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Johnny Unitas, Otto Graham, Sammy Baugh, John Elway, Peyton Manning, Roger Staubach, Brett Favre, and Dan Marino. So I thought I'd lean into it a little bit. Full disclosure, you know, I'm being honest with you. Like I always said, it's an easy, you know, bag of tricks to go to. But there is a peg here. And as I started thinking about how I would frame the question, I thought, why not just use their question? And the answer should be too easy, right? So I want to use this as a thought experiment for a second. Because when you're saying you have the first pick for the NFL's all-time team quarterback, we've kind of established now that Tom Brady is the consensus GOAT, right? Hasn't that happened? I think it really took place with that Atlanta Super Bowl. Was it 28-3? They came back from and won that game. They win that game. He gets another Super Bowl. Kind of feels like overkill. He's got six. Same number as Jordan. You know, rings in the NBA. And it felt like anybody who was still saying it was Joe Montana relented. Anybody who would argue Peyton Manning over Brady begrudgingly relented. And it sort of became, all right, consensus, it's Tom Brady. But, and here's the but, I feel like with Brady, there's still this hint of doubt that people have. There's still this tinge of doubt where they're like, well, what about if Brady was on another team? How do you think that would work out? You know, how much of Brady is actually Belichick? Would Brady's career be the same if he wasn't on the Patriots? No. That Matt Castle year still sticks out to me. The Patriots are cheaters. You know, all those things factor in to how people view Tom Brady. So I thought I'd use this as a truth serum, if you will. Because the consensus opinion is Tom Brady is the GOAT. And it's a perfectly reasonable opinion, maybe the correct one. If you ask me if, you know, I had to answer, that's where I'd go. Again, at some point, the resume just became unassailable. The accomplishments just became too much. The achievements too much. What you've seen him do too many times to ignore. And as much as we might talk about Brady falling off this year to a degree, Patriots are still right there. Would I be surprised if the Patriots won the Super Bowl again this year? Not in the slightest. I don't consider them the favorite right now, of course, but it wouldn't shock me in the slightest to see the Patriots win the Super Bowl. So I want to know if people actually genuinely believe that. Yeah, Tom Brady's the GOAT. Well, the NFL put out this list. They didn't just say it's Tom Brady. You know, it's the, you know, they're going to have it, but right now you got to choose from the 10 guys on the list. Again, you have the first pick for the NFL's all-time team quarterback. 10 possibilities: Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Johnny Unitas, Otto Graham, Sammy Baugh, John Elway, Peyton Manning, Roger Staubach, Brett Favre, and Dan Marino. You know, if Tom Brady was just really the consensus GOAT, it's not a choice. So do you believe that? Is Brady just the consensus best quarterback ever? And who's the best quarterback you've ever seen? Who's quarterbacking your NFL all-time team? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Again, you know, the old bag of tricks. You could go Jordan or LeBron or rank QBs. But I saw this on my way in. I'm like, it's a holiday show. I can't resist. I can't resist the red meat that was thrown my way on a Saturday in December still, right before the new year. What is it, the 28th? This is the time of year people don't even know what day of the week it is. You know, like, it's just like this, like, little period of time. There's probably people out there going, oh, you mean it isn't Tuesday? Who've been off during this entire process. You have a choice, blank slate. Who's quarterbacking your all-time team? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's coming to you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and the sports gods bestowed on me a holiday topic, if I ever saw one, with the NFL's all-time QB finalists coming out. They have a list of 10. You know what I realized when I was reading it off? You know who's not on there? Drew Brees. Aaron Rodgers, not also on there. Not also on there? Also not on there. Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Johnny Unitas, Otto Graham, Sammy Baugh, John Elway, Peyton Manning, Roger Staubach, Brett Favre, and Dan Marino are. But, you know, we could talk about who didn't make it. I kind of thought this was a good thought experiment to see if people really believe what has become the consensus, which is that Tom Brady's the best ever. The GOAT. Greatest ever, best ever, however you want to phrase it. Brady has become that. So if you're choosing the all-time team QB, who are you picking? Because if it's anyone other than Tom Brady, then that consensus is incorrect. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Justin in Jacksonville. Justin, you're up first here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So from the 10 listed, I would hands down have to say Joe Montana. But just for pure entertainment purposes, I have to pick Michael Vick. If you give Michael Vick 18 years on a team with the pay and the players that Tom Brady has had, Michael Vick would be hands down the GOAT, in my opinion. But he just has had so much controversy and hasn't been given the opportunity. And if I'm going to have an all-time team, you're going to have all-time players on there, and Michael Vick is going to shine.
I mean, I understand what you're saying to a degree, but I don't think you can really do it. You can really say it. Look, and this is coming for somebody. At the time, I used to think, all right, Michael Vick has a chance to be, like, the guy, right? But he wasn't. for a variety of reasons. One, the talent wasn't around it, but let's put some of it on Vic, right? I mean, Vic, his decision-making did not match his talent, both on and off the field. He never fully developed as a quarterback on the field. You know, accuracy issues, various things. And he's still a great player. And what he did in Philadelphia that year he came back was great. Still a great player, of course. And then the dogfighting situation off the field has to be acknowledged in this, because that's part of the overall, you know, evaluation of your decision making. And that hindered his career, of course. That's why I've called Lamar Jackson Michael Vick fully realized. Because Lamar Jackson has done stuff that Michael Vick did and really has such a similar build to Michael Vick, similar skill set in so many ways. I'm sure he's tired of those comparisons, but they exist for a reason. But the thing is, Lamar Jackson's better. He's better because upstairs he makes better decisions on and off the field. And he's already improved his pocket passing, his accuracy, all those things that we were wanting to see in the development of Vic, and Jackson has done it in year two. So if you wanted to say, you know, hey, all those guys are great, but if you want me to tell you who's the best quarterback I've ever watched, it's this year's Lamar Jackson, I couldn't even necessarily say that's wrong. Or if you said last year's Patrick Mahomes, I couldn't necessarily say that's wrong. But if you had to pick one QB for your all-time team, who would it be? 855-212-4227. Again, the answer should be Tom Brady if people just believe Brady's the GOAT, which has become the consensus. If not, then maybe that's less cemented than I would have thought, despite all of the rings. Because I do think with Brady, there's this little tinge of doubt, like I said before, about how he would do if he was on another team. Rick in Atlanta. Rick, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rick?
Good morning. Best quarterback of all time, if I had to pick a quarterback to win one game, just one game, because you never know what the defense is going to be, I would pick Joe Montana, because he could beat you with his arm and his feet.
Joe Montana with his feet?
Yes.
Why do you say that with his feet? Because, Steve Young, I who inherited that role from Montana, would beat you with his feet. But why do you say Montana with his feet?
Because he would get out of trouble long enough to make a pass or whatever he needed to do. He wasn't a running quarterback, but he was very nimble. Mm-hmm. In the 85 Super Bowl against the Miami Dolphins, you know, Miami was favored by about 3 touchdowns, and he came in and just took what the defense gave him using his arms and his legs. You know, running out of bounds or getting just enough yardage or moving around. He reminded me of Fran Tarkenton. He could elude tacklers very well using his legs, buy himself more time.
Okay, I understand what you're saying now. Like, sense of the game in the pocket, in a sense. I mean, Brady does that too. Brady doesn't run or even roll out, but he moves in the pocket in a way where he's reading what happened. Peyton Manning moved in the pocket very much the same way. It was almost like an ability to run, just a sense of what's going on and to take a step forward or take a step back. Perhaps Montana was a little bit better at rolling out just a bit. But, yeah, I never thought of, you know, it just caught me a little off guard because I never considered Montana a guy that would beat you with his legs. You know, and some of this is going to be age, too, for people who they grew up watching. Joe Montana, I remember, you know, I was young when the 49ers were really doing their thing. And then there was the Chiefs days. You know, I remember when Joe Montana was on the cover. Oh, he had his football game. I think it was for Sega Genesis. And it was the first time I had ever heard announcing in a sports video game. It was the Joe Montana game where he was in a Chiefs uniform on the cover of that game. I've actually talked to Joe Montana on a number of occasions. Always enjoyed talking to him. But, yeah, I don't know if I asked him, I don't know if he would say his legs were a big factor in his success. But I think with every great quarterback, a sense of the rush, a sense of movement, pocket presence, really, And nowadays, as I think I talked about on this show last week, one of the prerequisites for a QB, I think, is becoming mobility, ability to run. But some of these guys made up for their lack of foot speed, like I said, Brady and Manning, with their ability to just take a step forward, take a step back in the pocket. Steve Young, when he took over from Montana, he could really run, though. He was a guy who would take off and run for the first down. 855-212-4227. Who are you taking as the quarterback for your all-time team? Because if the answer is not Tom Brady, then we have to rethink some things about how we've sort of cemented him in that spot. It's revealing so far. The first couple calls have not said Brady. I'm looking at the call screener now. Some of the names up on the screen don't say Brady. I thought it was just the consensus that it was Brady. So what's stopping people from saying Brady? Do they really give the credit to Belichick? Is that what it is? Because that's the only thing that Tom Brady could do to possibly improve his career is go somewhere else and have success. But that's asking too much, considering he's like 50 years old at this point in time.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is Robin Lundberg here on CBS Sports Radio. And as I said, bestowed a gift from the sports gods on this holiday Saturday. I think that's what today is, holiday Saturday. I'm naming it holiday Saturday. The Saturday after Christmas. I don't know. Christmas fell in a weird time this year. Again, like it was either the bane of people's existence, because let me look at the calendar. Hold on. Because I know a lot of people forget what day of the week it is this time of year. The reason I know it's Saturday is because I do this show on Saturday. So if I was, somewhere else, I might not know, but because I'm here, I'm aware. And Wednesday was Christmas, right? So, like, there were people who had to go back to work on Thursday and Friday, and that must have been really annoying. And then, like, next week, they have to go back on, Monday? And then they're off again? Like, weird. Or it was great, because if you're in the position where you can take off, you were like, oh, there it is, 2 weeks off, easy money. Right? Like, because Christmas is on a Wednesday, you go, oh, I'm just going to take that Monday the 23rd off and a couple days the next week, and I got 2 full weeks off. And people go into holiday mode. And one of the oldest tricks in the book when you're doing holiday sports talk radio is, again, like I said, Jordan or LeBron or ranking QBs. Those are like the ones that never fail. You just pull them out at any time, never fail. And the NFL puts out its all-time quarterback team list. And you're have a list of 10 that doesn't include Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. But that's not where I'm going with it. Where I took it is, do you really believe Tom Brady's the best? Because considering what he's accomplished and considering that he's been, installed because of his achievements as the GOAT, this shouldn't really be a conversation. But a lot of you are saying you take somebody else as your all-time team quarterback, which is interesting. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Thornton in Jacksonville, Florida. Thornton, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning to you.
What's up? Yeah, I think you're the first Thornton I've ever talked to, by the way.
Thank you. But, I hear a lot of people, even in Jacksonville and other commentators, say the same thing about Tom Brady being the GOAT. But how come we don't use that same measurement when it comes to basketball? Okay, Jordan is undefeated in the finals, and we all agree, we all know that. But yet you have people like Kobe Bryant. He went to 7 world championships. He was 5 or 7, Magic Johnson, and several others. But yet we classify Jordan as the GOAT, and no one disputes that. But yet here it is when it comes to football.
Well, plenty of people dispute Jordan as the GOAT. I mean, there's a whole Jordan LeBron. I was saying before, like Jordan versus LeBron is probably the number one sports argument there is these days.
Right, but where I'm going at is that Tom Brady. He's been in 9 Super Bowls. He's 6 out of 9. Okay, but we classify him the GOAT. But like the other two previous 49ers, Joe Montana, he's undefeated. How come we don't use that same measurement when it comes to Joe Montana and Tom Brady? Joe Montana is undefeated. So if we're going to take a guy who's been 9 times and classify him as the GOAT and versus a guy who is undefeated.
I guess the other way I would rather go, Thornton, I would rather have 6 wins and have gone nine times than be undefeated. I don't think it's a negative to lose in the championship. Like,
okay, but I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
But even in the barbershop, you know, I was just in the clothing store buying some clothes, and a guy said, Joe Montana is the GOAT due to him being undefeated.
Sure,
me
sure.
Personally,
but why
even
would you?
He's gone nine times.
Let me ask you, why would you rather be 4-0 than 6-3? That doesn't make any sense to me because you have two more wins if you're 6-3, and you've been five more times.
Right, I understand that. I'm not arguing that.
Yeah.
And that's your personal opinion. I agree. My personal opinion, I would rather be undefeated in Super Bowls, even if I hasn't gone as many times as Tom Brady. Me personally, I would rather have an unblemished record than a record that's blemished. Now, I'm not taking nothing away from Brady, a fine young man. Him and Belichick have done some great things. But like those other two 49ers, I would rather be undefeated.
All right, I get what you're saying. I just, you know, and there's plenty of people that have argued for Montana. Logically, that just doesn't make sense to me. And it's never made sense to me in the Jordan LeBron thing either. Like, being 6-0 in the finals is amazing, but losing before the, you know, losing in the finals is not worse than losing before the finals. That doesn't make any sense, right? It's the weirdest thing in the world where all of a sudden you're, like, not making the playoffs or losing in the first round is a better outcome for you than getting all the way to the championship and losing. It makes no sense. Tom Brady... And then this isn't even my argument for Brady. I'm not even trying to argue for Brady. I'm just, you know, this is just my logic and common sense coming into play. Like, he's got two more Super Bowls, and he's been to five more Super Bowls. How is that a negative? Five times he got to the championship game more times and won two more. Like, it just, that boggles my mind because when you're undefeated in the Super Bowl, well, okay, great, but you were defeated before the Super Bowl if you didn't make it. So why is it worse to lose at the highest level? I never understood that argument. Pop in Dallas. Pop, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I got a couple of points I'd like to make.
Sure.
First of all, my quarterback will be Staubach. And if I couldn't have Staubach, it will be Elway. But I'm trying to figure out what the flawed logic that we use with Brady. Now, I understand your argument. Y'all say 6-0, right?
Well, 6-0 is for Jordan. Brady's not 6-0.
Right. Well, he's 6-3. And what other sport does the GOAT get caught cheating and they say he's the GOAT? Barry Bonds is not considered because he cheated. Roger Clemens because he cheated. Michael Phelps because they cheated. I mean, Ben Johnson because they cheated. If you get caught cheating, you can't be the GOAT. That doesn't mean you're not great, but you can't be the greatest of all time because you had to cheat.
That's a better argument. To me, that's a better argument. Then the last one, I understand that. Like, look, I mean, some would counter and say, you know, even with the cheating, they've accomplished so many things, or that, you know, the cheating wasn't that bad. But I understand. Look, it's a fair point. The Patriots are cheaters for sure.
So, but they can't be the GOAT because of that, because they had to cheat. See, you can't put up good numbers like Montana, for an example. I hate the 49ers. I'm not a Montana fan. I'm just making a point.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Montana, they say he went 4-0. Not one time was his character, was he suspended? Was he cheating? Was he deflating balls? Were they spying the organization? They didn't lose fines, draft picks.
Yeah.
These are not accusations. These are facts that happened on his watch during his tenure.
Uh-huh.
That's supposed to take his name out of the greatest of all time because he cheated. See, the greatest don't have to cheat you. And in football particularly, if we know what you're doing, you can't beat us. If I know you're going to the A-gap and ain't got to worry about nothing else, you're not getting through the A-gap. If I know y'all going to run this scene pattern and that's the play, you're not going to win. It matters if you cheated or if you went after a mano a mano. Peyton Manning was a better quarterback. He beat him because they cheated. And now it makes sense. You remember when Belichick and him would always make the right adjustments at halftime and we'd be like, God, Belichick's a genius. Oh, well, if you're cheating, then you know the signals were there.
Mm-hmm.
But play the game straight up and fair, then what do you have? Everybody's saying, well, he's 6-3. They cheated. Could y'all quit that scenario of trying to make him the GOAT and he cheated? Why don't they say he cheated and won six Super Bowls? Because they did. People just brush that under the rug. Oh, everybody does it, but they the only one caught. The whole league, but they the only one getting caught. Every two, 3 years, they get some scandal.
Pop, I don't necessarily disagree with you, right? I mean, even this year, it's kind of amazing to me that it sort of is not even talked about. Like, they were just caught maybe cheating again, and people don't care. I don't know if that's because they've achieved so much that people can't attribute it to the cheating. You know, like, they've just been so good for so long, it has to be more than the cheating, obviously. Or because they just don't think the cheating could actually give them that much of an advantage, like deflating footballs or taping the Bengals sideline or whatever. How much of an advantage could it really give you? But I'll say this about the Patriots and the things they've done. They wouldn't do it if they didn't think it would give them an advantage. They wouldn't. That's why there has to be something there, and I would never question Bill Belichick's football acumen. Like, and here's the thing. I can say they're the greatest team I've ever seen and also that they're cheaters. That's an opinion you could hold simultaneously as well. But if you want to discredit the Patriots or argue against Brady, saying that they've cheated is a pretty good starting point because it really can't be disputed. Really can't be disputed. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Who's quarterbacking your all-time team? Let's go to Bill in San Jose, California. Bill, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good morning, Robin. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I've been watching football since I was 10 years old. That would be 55 years. And I got to tell you, man, I go by eras when I judge it, and I've been watching football. I love the game, and I got to tell you, for me, this is how I do it. I go Johnny Unitas, then I go with Tom Brady, probably, then Joe Montana. Those are the top three in my book. And I want to say this one thing: this is across all of these different things, like who's the best basketballer, who's the best running back, who's the best baseball player. Okay, you got to look at it like this. Got to go by era number one, and then you got to look at this. I'll give you a good example. Emmitt Smith is the all-time rushing leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for me, I've been watching football, like I said, for 55 years, and the greatest player I have ever seen at that position with the skill, the ability, and everything, you know, the speed and everything else is Gale Sayers. But Jim Brown is pretty much the man when everybody says on sports or on ESPN, Jim Brown was a great running back. I'm not going to take that away. My dad told me stories about him that, you know, I couldn't believe. But I got to tell you, I've seen Gale Sayers run, and I've seen him live, and that guy was incredible. And it's too bad he was cut short. Career was cut short, but I got to go with Johnny Unitas because I don't know. I just think that if you look at pure quarterbacking ability, passing, reading defenses, and all the stuff that goes along with it, for me, it would be Johnny Unitas.
Yeah, look, I don't have the same perspective as you because I didn't see Johnny Unitas, and I tend to lean on that athletes and sports improve with time, just by the evolution of the sport and the evolution of the human being, but. There are plenty of people I think who watch those guys live who might share that opinion. In fact, my dad always argued for Gale Sayers with me for the same reasons. Dave in Chicago. Dave, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Dave?
Hi. Good. I had a laughter when you said about the red meat about this argument. Oh, that's right. I'm sure you just put up your feet and watch for the phone to light up.
Yeah. I was like on my way in. You know, like to be honest, I'm on my way in. And you want some real honesty here for a second? I've been off all week, so I was unplugged for a bit. And obviously I knew that like we're in the midst of a holiday week. Now we got the college football national championship, which is a big deal, obviously. But, you know, it's one of those shows where you're not exactly sure where you're going. And I was like, oh, there it is. That's going to be easy.
Usually sports guys wait till the week between, that week before the Super Bowl when there's nothing going on.
Sure.
But anyway, I'll take the bait now, too. I mean, I'm a Favre guy, or, you know, a lot of times the thing is Mount Rushmore. I'd say Favre, Marino, Manning, and Unitas, even though I'm a little too young for Unitas. But anyway, you're right, what they say, consensus is Brady. But they also say consensus greatest coach of all time is Belichick. Now, don't you think it's a little bit way too much coincidence for the greatest coach of all time and the greatest quarterback of all time to happen to be on the exact same team on the exact same time? I mean, even what you said before, I mean, Brady came into the league roughly around the same time Cleveland came in the league. I don't know exactly whether it was, but roughly around the same time. Put Brady on Cleveland for his career. Would he have six rings? Absolutely not. I mean, a quarterback is, you know, they talk about rings. Well, like in basketball, a starter is 20% of the starting lineup. In football, the ultimate team sport, a starter is 4.5% of the starting lineup. Even if you say he's twice as important, it'd be 9%. It's you know, you win rings because of team. When the Patriots won their Super Bowl and Malcolm Butler, you know, gave Brady a ring there, what did he say? Oh, we practiced that. You know, it came, that team wins because of Belichick. You know, like I said, it's too much coincidence that the two greatest happen to be together. You know, when also like what you said before, Castle, when they go 11-5, when he's out for four games, they win 75% of the thing. They go 3-1. But when Manning was a loss for the Colts a year, they went 2-14. There you go. I mean, that franchise is a machine, and it's because of Belichick. They always beat teams they're supposed to beat, so they feast on their division, which gives them a home game and a bye, win a couple games, boom, you're in the Super Bowl. It's that easy.
There are two arguments against Brady. That is the best one. The one that, you know, circumstances have benefited him, and it's more Belichick and the Patriots structure and system. The other is what the previous caller brought up about them not exactly following the rules. So I think those are the two arguments against Brady.
Yeah, and the other thing, you know, the games are won, they always say, in the line of scrimmage. Where the offensive line, they say they're Skarnecchia, their offensive line coach, is so great. I mean, because in most games, he has he's clean back there. He doesn't have to worry about much rush, and they scheme guys open, so you got a quarterback without being pressured, thrown to a wide open receiver. A lot of guys can do that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I at the same time, we've seen Brady in so many high leverage situations come through. So I understand that. That's why I think the answer isn't as clear as you would assume. And that was the point of me asking this question. One, I knew a quarterback talk would get people going. But two, you know, do people actually believe Brady's the best ever, the greatest ever? And apparently a lot of you don't. 855-212-4227. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.